love. She makes everyone around her feel that great love. She's so generous with her heart and so generous with her kindness and giving to everyone. And you'll feel that when she comes here. She was raised in the Caribbean for 11 years. She's been around the world speaking to women, inspiring women, speaking about God, sharing her life. She and her husband did it together as well and had a wonderful marriage. She's raised 3 children. Men, they're now her sons, wonderful, handsome men that are strong in their faith as well, and a daughter who's a young woman. She's amazing with her friendships around the world, and she really knows God. She really knows the love of God, and she can share that in a way like no one else can. When I'm feeling low, and I'm feeling down, and I'm feeling tired or weary, and I just don't want to love anymore. I call them. She's the person that I try to go see. I say, can I come see you? And we live about 13 hours apart. So she drives 6 hours, I drive 6 hours. We spend the night together. And I go back and I'm ready to love again. I'm ready to give again. That's what she'll do for you. I know she'll give that to you today, and I'm so privileged to call her my friend. I read her slogan about crazy love, and it says, crazy love, when you're wildly in love, it changes everything. It's so true. And I think what Lynn is going to share with us as well is when you are wildly loved, it changes everything. Thank you, and look forward to this. Okay? So,
She said, And they kept on questioning him and straightened up and said to them, if any of you is without sin, The
Nobody's gonna ever know who
God, you want to have children that children make it clear, and all three of my kids were born after their father was given 1 year.
Children, climb. Who would have thought
then my brother's wife, and then my dad's wife, and then my other brother's wife. You know, the one thing he said yes to was what I needed for the marriage. And he said yes to God. See, sometimes the suffering we go through is what takes us to the very place where we finally get to know God. Another thing that we shared today, you know, it took something like that to get us to stop looking at everything else and break down and see God on yourself. I see my ministry in a matter called Edge. Every day, God is enough. I think of that all the time. Every day, what I need to make it is God. Why? Because he knows so much. You know, I'm going to tell a story, and all of us face things that are challenging, and all of us have decisions to make with it. When I went through so much of this, I kind of landed on, you know what? My life is in the hand of God. My job is personal righteousness. I can't tell you whether the next 10 years are going to be great. I can't tell you they're going to be hard, but I do know one thing. That God himself will walk me through them just like he did the way. Because see, what is crazy about God's love is God loved me when I was angry at him. God loved me when I was disappointed with him. God said, you know, God had prayed to Mary, to me, Jake, who later on ended up divorcing and messing with your life, and God said no, even when I was angry at him. He protected me and he loved me. How does God love us? How does God love us? You know, some of us have lived through a lot. What if this woman's life is flashing in front of her? Maybe some of the things in your life are flashing, flashing in front of you. Or maybe you're one of the teens who's still early in the game, and you're thinking, you know, my life's good. I can imagine, and it won't happen to me. That was it. Nothing bad's going to happen to me because God and I are real tough. But I'll tell you one thing. The smartest thing about that period of my life was I acted on the decisions I made when I was a teen. So teens, here we are. The decisions you're making right now are the most important ones of your life. And if you make them right, you will revert them to the day you die. I remember as I was going through things in my 20s, remember, I said I'm going to love God. I said I'm going to do things God, and acting on those decisions even when they're hard. And why? Because nobody can love us the way God does. Nobody can love us the way God does. How does he love us? Who does he stand to? It says in Hebrews 1 that he's the exact representation of God, that he loves the way God is. Jesus loves us like we were individual kids. Have you ever known someone with an only child? I was laughing. I said, if you're with an only child, it doesn't really count. Because you never have to run away from two people. Every day your mom's going to go to one person. And, you know, God loves us that way. As if you were the only person in the world. As when you go to bed, you know when you go to bed and you cry and you're sleeping on the phone, you remember that?
Yeah.
And you're caught with silent tears that end up with a wet pillow. And you wake up in the morning and someone says, how are you? Great! Because it's hurt that so deep you don't know what to do. You know what I learned from very sick is the only one that got me was God. I had great friends who loved me and wanted to help me. But I didn't get me. Have you ever been there? I don't get me. What is wrong with me? But God hears the cry of our hearts. God hears when we're in that bed. He knows what that is. God cares about every detail of our lives. He loves you deeply, personally, consistently. Every single day of your life, you are the first God in this mind and the last God of you. He knows it. The place in the Old Testament, the Tagar, where she runs away from God. Did you just want to run away from your life? Am I the only person to listen to? Not like I've got from family. You know, but I just thought I could just get away. You know, Tagar runs away from her life and God finds her. What she says is really God is speaking. You know, maybe when you feel unnoticed by your husband, God speaks. When your friends don't get how much you're hurting, God speaks. When the loneliness is so hard, God can't. what he is about. He loves you deeply, intimately, in a way that we could never love God enough. He cares about your hurting, about your children. God loves deeply, personally. God loved this woman, her life. He didn't use her as a Pharisee did. He loved her like a really deep girl. Who was this man? He believed in her when no one around her did. He saw the hurt. He loved her. He loved her passionately. He loved her individually. He loved her perfectly. And God loves her that way. He sees us. It says in Psalm 139 that he understands us. There's times when I think I don't understand me. You know what I need to learn? If I can stay still long enough and just talk to God, he will whisper my ear. He understands us. He calms us, the Bible says. Bible says that God quiets us. Have you ever felt like you need to be quieted in some? God quiets. He hears our cries. He protects us. He shelters us. And I have so many scriptures on this, but I don't want to take up too much time if anyone wants to live right. He's my safe place. Have you ever needed a safe place? He's the place I can say everything, even when it's wrong. He never walks on. He stays. He stays when I'm angry and when I'm frustrated and when I'm scared. He stays. He knows me. Says in Isaiah that he just powers the weak. And you know, there's no one too weak for God. There's just a lot of us that are way too strong.
Right.
You know, there's no one too weak. I don't worry about being too weak for God. I worry about being too strong. Where I don't just let God take my life. And I think that's what happened in my life and all of this happened. I got to the point where it was just on my face in the Bible with God and said, I just want you. I'm not asking for a thing. I just want you to walk through my face. And if you don't know God that way, you owe it to God to get to know him. You always get to know someone who will walk through every day of your life that knows the things you don't even know about yourself. That can hit that part of you that hurts so deep you don't know what to do with that comment. That's God. That's the personal individual that he loves. He knows everything about your life. And he wants so badly to be close to you. I think that's what this woman saw. Here was someone that couldn't walk to the back. And it's interesting, you know, Jesus not only starts and speaks on the mountain of her, he looks up and, you know, I don't know about you, but I know myself. Probably the way I'm accepting is kind of, all right, you guys. Any of you got this? You go on and go first of all. I've never been so bad at a challenge. I don't get that the idea of Jesus' heart. I think he said a fact. Look down the ground and he even took an eye off them and get left for another. He loved the people that were trying to kill him. He loved